From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Despite a Russian announcement of a humanitarian pause in Syria's besieged rebel-held eastern Ghouta, there are reports of some airstrikes and rebel mortar fire. Russia Monday said it would establish an evacuation corridor and daily five-hour ceasefire, allowing for medical evacuations and civilians who wish to escape the carnage. Russia's defense minister Sergei Shoigu said the coordinates for the corridor would be released soon. He said the pause would be observed from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. local time. Last week, the UN Security Council called for a 30-day truce to allow for those evacuations and the distribution of humanitarian aid for some 400,000 residents. The International Committee of the Red Cross's Yolanda Jacomet said her organization has been ready to move.
What is certain is that we stand ready. Our warehouses are full of what is needed. And together with our colleagues from the Syrian Arab Red Crescent, we stand ready to move as soon as we get a green light by all parties to the conflict.
More than 500 have been killed in more than a week of constant Russian-backed government bombardment. Health authorities Sunday, meanwhile, said several people have symptoms consistent with chlorine gas exposure. New South African President Cyril Ramaphosa Monday made public his choices in a cabinet reshuffling following the resignation of Jacob Zuma over corruption allegations.
Mr. David Mabuza will be sworn in as Deputy President of the Republic. Dr. Zweli Mkhize will be sworn in as Minister of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs. Mr. Nhlanhla Nene will also once sworn in as Minister. I intend to have him appointed as Minister of Finance.
He also appointed respected former Finance Minister Pravin Gordhan as head of the Public Enterprises Department. This is VOA News. The major tourist site for Christians in Jerusalem is still closed in protest over Israeli tax policy and a proposal for land expropriation. The Church of the Holy Sepulchre, believed to be the spot where Jesus was crucified and buried, it's been closed to the public since noon Sunday. Church leaders are angered over Israeli enforcement of taxes on commercial properties owned by the church and oppose a proposed law that allows such property to be expropriated. President Donald Trump, meeting with the nation's governors at the White House Monday, referred to the most recent mass shooting, saying this can't go on. 17 were killed at a Parkland, Florida high school February 14th by a 19-year-old former student and suspect.
Our nation is heartbroken. We continue to mourn the loss of so many precious, innocent young lives. These are incredible people. I visited a lot of them. But we'll turn our grief into action. We have to have action.
The president advocates arming teachers while also voicing support for strengthening background checks for prospective gun buyers and raising the age to 21 for those wishing to purchase an assault rifle. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the president will also meet members of Congress this week.
The president is planning a meeting for Wednesday with bipartisan members of Congress to discuss different pieces of legislation and what they can do moving forward.
Mr. Trump Monday said he directed the Justice Department to issue regulations that would ban so-called bump stocks, devices that can transform a rifle into a machine gun. There are unconfirmed reports that as many as 30 have died from an early Monday 7.5 magnitude earthquake that shook Papua New Guinea's remote highlands region. Damaged communications links and roads have hampered search efforts. ExxonMobil said it shut its liquefied natural gas plant. In Somalia, at least two soldiers were killed in a confrontation with Ugandan forces, part of the African Union mission fighting insurgents. A Somali officer said the AU troops tried to force their way through a security checkpoint while the Ugandan army insists the Somalis opened fire on a military convoy. A Tanzanian court has sentenced two opposition officials to 5 months in prison for insulting President John Magufuli. They used what's described as abusive language against the president at a rally in December, linking him to an attempted assassination of an opposition leader. German Chancellor Angela Merkel's conservative allies Monday approved a coalition arrangement with the center-left Social Democrats that brings her a step closer to achieving a fourth term following losses in September's election. A rare snowstorm in Rome Monday disrupted traffic, shut schools, and forced the government to call in troops for snow removal duty. At the Vatican, priests and seminarians engaged in a snowball fight in St. Peter's Square. Fully 10 centimeters of snow blanketed the area. That's the heaviest snowfall in the region in 6 years. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.